It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Morgan, who's in Lakeside. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Hey, Morgan, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Sorry, Tammy. Time to go.
All right. Good luck, honey.
Morgan, I got five pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, she's going to cut you a check from her San Diego County Credit Union checking account. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com. I want to remind you, Morgan, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
An Australian journalist told Taylor Swift to, quote, grow up and get over her ex from 10 years ago. She was referring to Taylor's 10-minute version of the song All Too Well on her re-released Red record, which is supposedly about Jake Gyllenhaal. True or false? Taylor Swift grew up on a Pennsylvania Christmas tree farm.
True.
This Thanksgiving, what is the item we are least likely to forget for our feast? Is it the pie crust, the booze, or the cranberries?
I want to say the booze, but I'm going to go with cranberries.
People on TikTok have been having fun recreating Hillary Duff's goofy choreography from her 2007 Tonight Show performance. Hillary was the star of Lizzie McGuire, which aired on what network?
Disney Channel.
Taylor Swift was freaking out when William Daniels, the actor that played Mr. Feeney on this classic ABC sitcom, posted about her re-release of Red on Instagram. What is that sitcom that ran from 1993 to 2000?
Boy Meets World.
And finally, Melora Hardin from The Office was voted off Dancing with the Stars right before the finals. Many thought she'd advance far because of the massive fan base of The Office. Who did Melora play on The Office?
Oh, I forget. Pam.
Let's get Tammy back in. Hey, Tammy! Morgan, what you got going on today?
I am on my way to work. I teach kindergarten.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. Thank you for doing that. Morgan did 3 out of 5 today, Tam.
Nice job, Morgan.
An Australian journalist told Taylor Swift to, quote, grow up and get over her ex from 10 years ago. She was referring to Taylor's 10-minute version of the song All Too Well on the re-released album Red, which is supposedly about Jake Gyllenhaal. True or false? Taylor Swift grew up on a Pennsylvania Christmas tree farm.
That is true.
It is true. Morgan knew that. 1-1. This Thanksgiving, what is the item we are least likely to forget for our feast? The pie crust, the booze, or the cranberries?
That we're least likely to forget. Let's do the cranberries.
Sorry, gang. I forgot the pie crust and the cranberries, but the good news is I didn't forget the booze. It was the booze, the least likely to forget.
That doesn't shock
Morgan's
me,
like, I want to say booze, but I'm going to say cranberries.
Okay.
Should have said booze, still 1-1. People on TikTok have had fun recreating Hillary Duff's goofy choreography from her 2007 Tonight Show performance. Hillary was the star of Lizzie McGuire, which aired on what network?
Lizzie McGuire. Oh. I don't know if that was Disney or Nickelodeon. Let's go with Disney.
Disney's right. Morgan knew that as well. Still tied at 2. Timmy, Taylor Swift was freaking out when William Daniels, the actor that played Mr. Feeney on this classic ABC sitcom, posted about her re-release of Red on Instagram. What is the sitcom that ran from 93 to 2000?
Is that Boy Meets World?
Boy Meets World.
Mr. Feeney.
Morgan knew that as well. We're tied at 3. And finally, Melora Hardin from The Office was voted off Dancing with the Stars right before the finals. Many thought she'd advance far because of the massive fan base of The Office. Who did Melora play in The Office?
I don't know. Let's just go with her name was Mary.
Nope. She played Jan on The Office. Morgan went with Pam. So today, we finished with a tie, 3-3. Morgan, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money today, but you are going to get a great prize. Jessica?
Morgan, you've won a 4-pack of tickets to KSON's Acoustic Christmas with Scotty McCreery and Chase Rice, December 2nd at Saquon Casino Resort, presented by Bonna Falkerson, Injury Attorneys. Everybody else can enter to win some tickets at KSON.com.
All right, Morgan, congratulations on winning that. Have a great day. Enjoy your day
Thank
at kindergarten.
So yeah, it'll be great.
We appreciate you playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.